Welcome to yet another episode of Genesis Web Scene. Impromptu Trip to Pink City by Mr. Sarvesh Joshi. In this fast-paced world where everything is planned, impromptu trips are a must-have to break the monotony of life. On such a trip which I had been part of lately was a trip to Jaipur. So, some days before the nationwide lockdown was announced, I was talking to my friend Shirish on a Friday about the famous web series TV Tripling, about how the characters of the series had unplanned trips in their childhood. All of a sudden, I decided on an idea that I would write three places of my choice on the chits, and so will Shirish. Any one of us will pick a chit and that place would be a weekend getaway. We did the activity and the place came out to be Jaipur. We packed the bags and instantly did the bookings online. We set out for Jaipur the next morning at 5:30 from the IFFCO Chowk bus stand, Gurgaon. It was about a 5-hour journey. After reaching Jaipur, we went to the Hotel Mansingh. The interiors of the hotel looked no lesser than a palace. We had decided on the places that we will visit on our bus journey. After freshening up, we went on a city tour. We started a tour from Amber Palace. It was approximately 15 kilometers from our hotel. After reaching there, we booked a travel guide who explained the rich cultural heritage of Amber Palace. I was intrigued by the grandeur and the historical significance of this palace. It was fascinating to see that despite having slightly hot and humid temperatures outside the palace, some places had slightly lower temperatures despite not having fans. It was nothing less than an architectural marvel for us. After spending 2 hours, we headed to our next location, which was Birla Lakshmi Narayan Temple, which was approximately 40 kilometers from Amber Fort. As we were traveling, I could observe the pinkish aura of Jaipur. Birla Lakshmi Narayan Temple. Despite not being a famous historical event associated with it, it has a different kind of charm to it. It's made of white marble. It has idols of Goddess Lakshmi, Ganesh on the inside, and Jesus Christ, Gautam Buddha, Socrates on the outside. We had a lunch in a local restaurant with delicious Rajasthani cuisine, which included dal bati churma, gatti ki sabzi, badi, bajre ki roti. We went to a hotel to get some rest. We visited Chokki Dhani restaurant in the evening. It was about an hour's journey from a hotel. While we saw the sunset and the pink city from a different perspective, this time with beautiful lightning. One thing worth mentioning is that the transport in Jaipur is quite affordable and people here are extremely welcoming. The Chokki Dhani restaurant had a fair-like vibe attached to it. There are so many events happening in the restaurant that I feel like staying here forever. We took our passes and then went inside. We were greeted by the helpers in the Rajasthani language. We had unlimited thali and couldn't help talking about it after dinner. Some places inside the restaurant looked like palaces which the owners had created to give visitors a sneak peek into Rajasthan's history. We went back to our hotel later that night. The next morning, after completing complimentary breakfast at the hotel, we visited Hawa Mahal, which is around 30 minutes from our hotel. People talked about ventilation, cross ventilation, but Hawa Mahal's architecture is such that it is naturally ventilated and design is as unique as it gets. We visited the famous markets, namely Bapu Bazaar and Jori Bazaar to buy some Rajasthani home decor things. We had a Rajasthani thali post that and went back to our hotel. In the evening, we went to Jal Mahal, which is situated in the middle of Mansagar Lake. Thereafter, we went back to our hotel and then our respective places in Gurgaon. The next day, as we were talking about Monday blues, I could sense the vibe that this Monday is lighter as we had spent a weekend properly, courtesy of an impromptu trip. The author is a literary enthusiast and works as a data analytics professional in a leading e-commerce firm.